Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rachel, I'd like to thank you for sitting in for Dave Rosinski, who's having technical issues.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I'm sad Dave can't, but, you know, here we are.
Yep, here we are. Could you tell people out there how to show us love on the internet?
Please go to unseemlyquestions.com and search at @6unseemly on all social media.
Great. All right, let's get this show started. Welcome to 6 Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Varnado. This is my sidekick, Rachel Teichman. Rachel is sitting in for Dave Rosinski, who didn't know how to work his computer this week. Now, Rachel, we have a great contestant on the show today. Put your hands together for Caitlin Bailey. Hey, Caitlin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Thrilled to be here. Sorry Dave couldn't make it.
Well, you know, it happens sometimes. More than you know, actually. All right, Caitlin, we have a great studio audience. Today we've got Mudit Verma and Blair Nias. So welcome to the show, studio audience.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. Well, Caitlin, I'm going to tell you the rules of the show, and then we're going to get started with the show. Here are the rules. I'm going to ask you 6 unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I'll ring a bell if I like your answer like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I will not ring the bell, and I will tell you why. Regardless of how many bells you get at the end of the show, we'll decide whether or not you are actually going to get $5 for your appearance on the show. Is that clear?
Yes.
All right. Let's get started with question number one. On a scale of 1 to 10, how proud are you of your hair?
Oh, man. That's got to be a solid 10. I think it's my best feature. For sure. Really? Yeah, absolutely.
More than your intellect?
Yeah, I get more compliments on it, for sure. And I intimidate fewer people.
You intimidate fewer people with your hair than your intellect.
Yeah.
So how many compliments would you say you get on your hair? Like when you're out and about, let's say before COVID, when you're out and about in society, like how many compliments do you get a day?
Yeah, a day? Gosh, well, I mean, it's a thing that like strangers will come up and talk to me about of like, and it's something that like everyone in my life has mentioned, at least a few times.
What's your routine?
Now I stopped washing it a couple of years ago. That's the other reason I'm proud of it is that it's a very low maintenance situation.
Washing your hair a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm. I no longer shampoo it. Instead, once a week, I just do conditioner root to tip.
Really?
And brush it frequently. Yeah, that's the new. Yeah, you want to take a look?
That keeps it clean enough?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. See?
Wow.
Look at that.
Right?
That's amazing. I mean, yeah.
If I haven't complimented you on your hair, I want to say again, it's amazing.
Thank you so much, Blair.
All right.
I'm sure it's come up.
We've all been won over by your hair, so there you go. Your first spell of the show. Well, Caitlin, it's time for question number two. But before we do that, can you tell people out there what you do?
Absolutely. I am the director of communications for Decriminalize Sex Work, which is a national advocacy organization. And I am the host of the Oldest Profession podcast, where every week, not every week, but every episode when we release them, we tell a different story from a sex worker in history. And I just started a company, Old Pro Productions, where we hope to tell better sex worker stories.
Oh, that's great. Sounds really cool.
Thanks.
Then it's time for question number two. Let's get to it. Question number two. How do you win arguments?
Oh, man. Listening, I think. As a political operative, I feel like I've learned to listen for people's values and then try to reframe the issue based on what they already believe to be true. I feel like people get nowhere coming at folks just with like their thoughts and their facts. But I think the key to winning arguments is listening.
Can you give me a specific example?
Yeah. You know, I talked to, I talked to a lot of folks about obviously, you know, decriminalizing sex work. And I think people's right. Yeah. It's my, it's my job. So, you know, the big concern, from folks is that, you know, prostitution is degrading for women or that it increases trafficking. Right. And so I try to listen, to folks to hear what they already believe to be true about prostitution. And then, you know, we can, you know, given that sex work is dangerous, right? Or given, you know, that doing sex work is a high risk thing, people don't often know that decriminalizing sex work, according to Amnesty International and the World Health Organization, is the best way to make it safer and healthier. And that actually reduces violence and exploitation within the sex trade.
Oh, so you take their yeah. own like beliefs and turn them against them. That's great. All right. You know what? I'm going to give you a bell. That was a clear explanation.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Rachel, I noticed you've been pretty quiet.
Mm-hmm. I like to win arguments by listening.
Who are you arguing with, Rachel?
Oh, it doesn't matter yet. It's just how I win arguments. I'm winning right now.
Let's pretend that's true. Okay. Question number three. Have you ever hurt yourself while dancing?
Yes. It's why I don't do that anymore. Mostly I hurt my ego. It's not a skill that I have. I'm not comfortable in my own body, and moving to music is not, it's not great. It's not one of my skills. I have no rhythm.
You have no rhythm, but are there times where you just dance anyway? Like maybe you have a couple of drinks and you're like, you know what? Just let it go.
We've been staying at my parents' lake house, and I've been taking my iPhone down there and dancing under the moon because I'm trying to get more in touch with my feminine energy. And I tripped and fell in the lake the last full moon. So that's, yeah.
Well, you tripped under the last full, you tripped and fell.
Yep. I tripped and fell into the lake. And so that is. Yeah, it's like, so I didn't injure myself, but I did hurt my pride.
What were you doing? Was it like a cartwheel?
No, I was just like, you know, I got into it. I closed my eyes and I was like, you know, backing up, and I just, and there's no railing, right? It's a dock. So I shimmied myself into the water.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, listening to Barbara Streisand's together.
What does hurt pride feel like?
At the moment, it felt very wet. That was the overwhelming sensation.
Oh, you know, man.
Wow, that is a hilarious story. You know, and I say this, no bell on that question, because adding in no bell makes your dance failure complete.
Oh, ouch. Yeah. You're right. That hurts even worse.
So I can't believe you fell into water.
I did learn that iPhones are waterproof now. That was a great discovery.
It's true.
You were holding the phone.
Of course, yeah. Of course. Well, it was in my pocket. And I had my headphones on because I didn't want to bother my neighbors. Oh.
So you went to a place you could be a dance alone.
Yes.
Holding your phone and dance to the water. This is great.
Did you receive your feminine energy?
I felt we're going to try again next month. I put a pause on that ritual for the moment. I'll check in, try again, keep my eyes open. I may have ruined it for myself. I might try to step a little bit further back or create a barrier. I don't know. I'm sure there's a solution.
That was a great story. Thank you for sharing it with us. It's time for question number four, Caitlin. Question number four, who is your favorite animal?
Oh, man, I think a wolf a wolf. Yeah, definitely a wolf.
A wolf?
Wolves.
Do you have a favorite wolf that you know of? I didn't say what is your favorite animal. I said who is your favorite.
Who is my favorite animal? Yeah. Oh, probably Sir Maxwell, who is a Shih Tzu that Trey and I are lucky enough to dog sit every now and again.
Who doesn't know you, can you explain who Trey is?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Yeah, Trey is my lovely husband.
No. So you have a Shih Tzu named Mr.
We do not have a Shih Tzu. We don't have a dog, but we dog set Max, whose full name is Sir Maxwell, and he is a very regal dog. And I hope one day to win his trust, because every time we watch him, he goes on a hunger strike. But he's still a good cuddler.
He won't eat around you two?
Yeah, he won't eat until his parents come back.
What do you think he senses about you?
That we're not his parents. I mean, it's possible that, you know, we wish him no ill will, you know, and he seems perfectly friendly. You know, he's willing to play fetch and do all the dog things. He loves his walks, but, you know, we're there, like, there's nothing I can do. I'm not his mom, you know.
Do you ever giggle at the word Shih Tzu?
No.
Okay. I do.
I would also giggle at the word Shih Tzu. I know where you're coming from there, Rachel, but you do wish that Mr. Maxwell was a wolf.
Sir. Sir Maxwell.
Yeah.
He's a knight. A gentleman of
scholar. So I'm going to say no bell on that question. I'll tell you why, is because you misunderstood the question at the beginning.
Right.
All right. It's time for question number five. Question number five. Would you make a good president?
No.
Really? Why is that?
I mean, I feel like I would make a better president than our current president, for sure, because I am a functioning adult.
A lot of people who would make a better president than our current president.
I feel like most people.
Yeah, your average person would be a better president. But why do you think you wouldn't make a good president?
I'm too selfish. I'm not as selfish as our current president, but I feel like I would let, you know, my own ego and priorities get in the way. You know, it's like I see things too much through my own lens. I'm not a good coalition builder, right? Like I'm a good public speaker, right? I feel like I make smart arguments. You know, I feel like I'd be a good dinner party host. But like when it comes to bringing people together and finding, you know, common ground coalition, that's not one of my skills. And it should be one of the major skills of being president of the United States.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, it's you know what? I'm going to give you a bell for that because you recognize your own faults about being president. I get it. I understand that, too. I wouldn't make a good president either.
But I mean, I'm an only child, and it really shows, I think.
I'm the youngest child, but that's not why I would make a good president. The reason I wouldn't make a good president is because when I recognize that someone is like just straight up a bad person, I would punish them. And you shouldn't have the powers of the president if you decide to punish somebody.
It sounds like you would make a better monarch, I feel like, is the job description you're looking for.
Well, even so, that's probably not. I mean, you want to be more impartial, and you want to consider, you know, from other people's point of view, they're not being a villain. But sometimes, like, if you had the power to just say, you know what, you need to just go to jail or whatever. I mean, if you could do that, so I would probably do that way more often than I should.
Would you put them in timeout?
No. I mean, I guess kind of time from society.
I feel like with just like a little bit of power, I could easily transform into the kind of person that cuts people's fingers off. Like monster lives in me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that more monster than I am. I don't know if I'd cut people's fingers off. Wow.
You would fit in well with the Department of Homeland Security.
It's very sad.
Count your lucky fingers. She's not.
It is time for question number six. Question number six, very simple. Which character would you be in Lord of the Rings?
Oh, Cersei. Wrong series.
Yep, that's wrong series.
That's a different show. Lord of the Rings. great. I think who's the like angry, bitter king that follows them around and is like, I'm king, and that's what matters the most. And everyone's like, yeah, right, but we're elves and other people are trying to do coalition stuff. And he's like, right, but I'm the king.
The Burger King?
Is that maybe? I don't know. I don't know their names. But yeah, I would say the angry and embittered king.
the angry, is there an angry man
His granddad or something's like knife got broken by the Soros guy, the big evil, and that they broke his knife, and then, you know, they put it back together and it's his knife. And he's like, this is my knife. And it's like, well, it's the group's knife and we have to use it to put the ring away. And he's like, no, if I had the ring, I could do good with it. And then, you know, the hobbits are like, nah, dude, we have to put it. This character exists. We just rewatched 17 hours from like beginning. We even did the f-ing animated thing. I remember this person is real.
Is it possible you're doing an amalgam of characters?
Maybe it's possible. I don't know. I don't think so. It's
all right.
But, now that you say that,
I mean, maybe.
Oh, God,
I'm gonna say no bell on the question, and okay. I think it's obvious.
I think that's fair. I think that's really reasonable. I agree with your assessment.
Yeah. You know, Caitlin, you answered all six questions, so now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5. But before we do that, you tell people out there where they can find you.
Please check out my newest podcast, The Oldest Profession Podcast, which you can find anywhere you listen to podcasts. The Oldest Profession Podcast.com, and you can follow us on social media at Old Pro Podcast. And if you're looking for me, you can try to spell my name, but it'll be so much easier if you just go to The Oldest Profession Podcast and then click through. I am also on Twitter, but my parents spelled my name weird, Caitlin Daly. But if you Google me, I'll pop right up.
Yeah, that's KAYTLIN.
Correct.
And Bailey is spelled ZZPQTY. Obviously, that was a good
French pronunciation.
Well, great job. Now, Caitlin, it's time to decide whether or not you get $5. And as always, we're going to canvas the room. Let's start with Mudit Verma. Should Caitlin get $5?
Ah. Yeah, I'm going to say yes, because although I was a little bit frightened with the finger cutting punishment.
Yeah, that's going to stick out in everybody's mind.
I also am very particular about my own hair. It's not that great, but like I you know, experiment with different beard trimmers and then my head as well. So I am also a follicle hair enthusiast, and I resonate with that. So I'm going to say yes.
All right. You get a yes from Mudit. What do you think, Blair? Should Caitlin get $5?
Yeah, I had a great time, and I believe you should pay when you have a good time. So
All right.
I want to compensate her for her good time.
That's here for sex. All right.
It sounds like you support the decriminalization of sex work, Blair. I do.
Yes. I do.
Rachel Tyson. Should Caitlin get $5?
I'm going to say yes, because I also support the decriminalization of sex work.
Oh, okay, great. Yay. Glad everybody here is progressive. All right, and Caitlin, what do you think? Should you get $5?
Yeah, I think I've been a good sport.
I think you've been a good sport.
Oh.
You know what? You get $5. Great job,
Yay!
Caitlin. Great job on the show. You've been a wonderful contestant, and we'll see you again. So, Rachel, what did you learn from this week's show?
Well, I learned that Caitlin doesn't use shampoo, and she would cut off someone's fingers if given the opportunity.
Yeah, those are big tent poles of the show, I would say. Yeah, the hair and the fingers thing. The falling in the lake, that was also, you know, kind of a big deal as far as the show goes. So we learned a lot this week, I would say.
I would say so.
You know, so everyone out there, please find us at unseemlyquestions.com or at 6unseemly on all social media, and rate us and review whenever you get the chance. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.